With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The buyer for Pinecrest Nursing Home in Merrill pulled out of negotiations after a Lincoln County supervisor sued the county over the asset purchase agreement. The county said they were blindsided by the development. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed attended the meeting.
Negotiations over Pinecrest Nursing Home have fallen apart after Lincoln County Supervisor Donald Dunphy sued the county, alleging that they failed to follow best practices for selling a high-value property. The lawsuit argues that the operating deficit experienced by the nursing home in the years prior to 2023 was a substantial part of the reason they wanted to sell. The lawsuit argues that an increase to Medicaid reimbursement rates paid to public nursing homes eliminated Pinecrest's operating expense deficits, beginning in the first quarter of 2023, and that they ignored the changes in circumstances to push the sale through. Now there's a lawsuit against the county. The potential buyers have pulled their offer. And this was some of the discussion at this week's Administrative and Legislative Committee meeting.
This letter came as a complete surprise to us. And it leads us to question whether the purchaser was continuing to negotiate in good faith, but that is not for any of us to determine.
The committee said that they plan to use the next few weeks to gather information and prepare to have a comprehensive discussion at their August meeting, which will include a closed session for the purpose of conferring with Corporation Counsel on both the asset purchase agreement and strategy in the Dunphy court case.
All of these repercussions are massive.
Representatives from People for Pinecrest, a local organizing group advocating for the nursing home to remain county-owned, said this is, quote, great news for the people of Lincoln County. Michael Southcombe is a founding member of the group.
There is absolutely no reason whatsoever to sell Pinecrest at this point. If the County Board of Supervisors, if they cannot run a nursing home, they don't have any business running a county at this point.
He said he hopes that future discussions are held in open sessions. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Merrill.
WXPR requested an interview with the Lincoln County Board Chair ahead of Wednesday's meeting, but did not get a response. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board recently approved harvest quotas and the framework for the 2024 deer hunting season. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains some of the changes.
Last year, just under 300,000 deer were harvested in Wisconsin. It was the lowest harvest seen in the state in several years, with antlerless harvest in the northern forest zone down about 31%. This year's mild winter should help bring the deer herd numbers back up. Jeff Pritzel is the DNR Deer Program Specialist.
We recorded the lowest winter severity index on record this winter as it relates to a relatively high WSI of the previous year. And that factors into the recommendations that the Northern CDEX are looking at in consideration of an expected amount of herd growth we might expect coming out of a winter like this.
Even with more deer on the landscape, harvest numbers could still be down again this year because there will be a late start to the gun deer season. Because of long-term concerns, Ashland and Iron counties will be buck-only harvests this year. The County Deer Advisory Committees also recommended reducing antlerless harvests on public lands in Oneida and Bayfield counties. Natural Resources Board member Robin Schmidt said having zero antlerless harvest on public lands while allowing it on private lands felt like privatizing hunting.
That's not the right direction to go in, and I know that's not the intent here, so I feel like that's maybe a little extreme of a statement. But I do agree that having zero harvest on public lands, especially in a county like Bayfield, where we have significant amounts of public land available, it's just not the right recommendation to make.
The Natural Resources Board approved providing 400 antlerless permits for public land hunters in Bayfield and Oneida counties. The archery and crossbow deer season starts mid-September. The 9-day gun deer season runs November 23rd through December 1st. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
People tend to drink a bit more during holiday periods, which can lead to problems. Monica Meinsberg, a substance use intervention coordinator with Aspirus Wausau Hospital, talked about some of the short-term risks of too much alcohol.
Inhibitions start to decrease. Your judgment starts to decrease. That makes us do things that we wouldn't typically do, whether that's get behind a wheel of a vehicle, an ATV, UTV, car, scooter, anything like that. and drive when we're impaired. Our reflexes are slowed and we get in a crash.
You can also have long-term impacts like injuries from a crash or the consequences of risky sexual behavior. You can reduce your risk of getting into trouble by planning ahead.
It's always important to make sure you're eating well throughout the day and staying hydrated. That's drinking things other than alcohol, whether that's water, you can have juice, Gatorade, even soda, not soda mixed with alcohol. Really try to focus on having some drink with no alcohol in it throughout the day. Make sure your body stays hydrated.
She says to be a responsible host and offer non-alcoholic options. People should plan their transportation before celebrating so they can avoid drunk driving. She also warns that alcohol and fireworks are a bad combination. Trial dates have been scheduled in the prison murder of a Wausau area woman, Cindy Schultz-Yedes. Mike Leishner reports.
Taylor Sanchez will have a two-week trial beginning July 21st, 2025 for one count of homicide. Investigators say she was off her medication and had been hearing voices again, which led to her beating the 69-year-old in the cell they shared at the state women's prison near Fond du Lac. Schultz-Yedes was just beginning a life sentence after she was found guilty of killing her husband, Ken Yedes, in their Wausau area home, though court records show she was working on an appeal.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The boat launch at Black River Lake in Gogebic County is closed indefinitely because of issues with the dam. It's a remote reservoir about 10 miles southeast of Ironwood. DNR Fisheries Division staff inspected the dam last week and found it experienced a partial failure. One of the lower stop logs broke, causing the lake to slowly drain since late June. Because there's no water in the lake, the boat launch is closed. The DNR is asking people to stay away from the area. The exposed lake bed is soft and people could easily get stuck. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.